In November last year, I did a video called Rape Culture UK, where I talked about Muslim rape gangs in the UK and how they're being given coverage and abilities to operate by the use of the word racist. And the thing is, this is in no way any kind of rhetorical exaggeration. And I think it's worth having a look at in the light of recent developments, just to really hammer home the point that political correctness has gone far too far. I think it's worth paying particular attention to the Rotherham case because it is probably the biggest example of child trafficking and rape by men of, quote, Pakistani heritage that was covered up and absolutely ignored by Rotherham Council and the police because it raised some uncomfortable questions. To recap, more than 1,400 children were sexually exploited in Rotherham, South Yorkshire, over a period of 16 years, a report has concluded. The victims were almost all girls, but did include a small number of boys, and almost all of the perpetrators were of Pakistani heritage. The inquiry was carried out by Professor Alexis Jay, and she stated, "There was a collective failure by both the police and local council to stop the abuse." In the summary of her findings, she said that the state had failed to protect some of the most vulnerable children in the borough. The abuse of children wasn't stopped for a number of reasons, the first being a macho, sexist and bullying culture within the council, and that there was evidence that senior people in the council and police wanted to play down the ethnic dimensions of the sexual exploitation for fear of being labelled as racist. I won't be addressing the macho, sexist and bullying culture here because there seems little point in doing so. Such a culture is self-evidently undesirable when you're dealing with support, and the very existence of such a culture is its own argument against it. Returning to the details of the situation in Rotherham, Jay says, "It's hard to describe the appalling nature of abuse that the victims suffered. They were raped by multiple perpetrators, trafficked to other towns and cities in the north of England, abducted, beaten and intimidated. There are examples of children who had been doused in petrol and threatened with being set alight, threatened with guns, made to witness brutally violent rapes, and threatened that they would be next if they told anyone. Girls as young as 11 were raped by large numbers of male perpetrators." This gives us quite a startling impression of just how serious the crimes that these children were being subjected to were. And this seems to have been allowed to continue because Rotherham Council's concerns were so arsed backwards that it absolutely beggars belief. The report described how social workers and council chiefs were quick to dismiss the concerns of parents who were attempting to protect their children. In one case in 2002, a mother contacted social services to voice concerns that her 14-year-old daughter was going missing regularly and was being plied with drink by older males. Her mother said she was worried that her daughter had become sexually active with members of the group. But despite showing signs that she had been sexually exploited from the age of 11, the case was closed and the social worker's assessment was that the mother was unable to accept the fact that her daughter was growing up. It's almost unfathomable to read. A 14-year-old girl being plied with drink by any male of any age is a crime under law. And that a young girl under 16 is being sexually active with older men is again a criminal act. So the idea that the social worker can be so goddamn blasé about this, it's just inconceivable. Or it should be. There were, of course, cases where the police had failed to take action against the abusers, and there were cases of concerned parents who were arrested for trying to protect their own children. The report identified two separate cases where fathers who had tracked their daughters down and were trying to remove them from the houses where they were being abused were themselves arrested. It's very hard to imagine the steps of logic that the police and authorities must have taken to justify this to themselves. It really seems like the authorities were literally going out of their way to do anything and everything possible to ignore the groups of men who are plying these young girls with drink. For example, in this case, in 2008, an 11-year-old girl came to the attention of police after she disclosed that she and another child had been sexually abused by a group of adult males. Despite the fact that she was identified as being one of a group of girls who was associating with a known sex abuser, her file was closed and she was deemed as being not at risk from sexual exploitation. And less than a month later, she was found in a derelict house with another child and a number of adult males, who this report makes it sound like the police was just treating them like furniture. Unbelievably, the girl was arrested for being drunk and disorderly. The conviction was later set aside, and none of the males were arrested. So This girl was found, presumably by police, in a derelict house with a bunch of adult men, paedophiles. She was being plied with drink, and they decided to arrest the girl, the victim. And these paedophiles were allowed to walk free. At one point in the report, Professor J revealed how a police officer dismissed the case of a 12-year-old girl who'd been having sex with up to 5 Asian males because he said she had been 100% consensual in every incident. Of course, it's not hard to discern that the problem is the issue of ethnicity. In Rotherham, the majority of the known perpetrators were of Pakistani heritage, the report says, which led to police and council workers tiptoeing around the problem. Which is a vast understatement, given that they're not even arresting the paedophiles who are abusing the children. In the council and the police, there was a perception among staff that they should downplay the ethnic dimensions of child sexual exploitation. Frontline staff became confused as to what they were supposed to say and do, and what would be interpreted as racist. Other than 2 meetings in 2011, there was no direct engagement with the Pakistani community about the issue of child sexual exploitation, despite strong concern from community leaders that there should be. The prominent voices of the Pakistani community in Rotherham could see the damage being done, and they wanted it addressed. They didn't want these paedophiles, these paedophile gangs, to be let off the hook and allowed to continue because of this ridiculous fear of being labelled racist. I want to stress that this is not a Muslim issue. This is a British issue. It is an issue of being afraid of the labels. There would be no reason to think that these people were being racist by arresting these Pakistani heritage men after being caught raping young girls. There is no reason to think that this would be a race issue. Except that for some reason, we are trapped in this absolute death grip of fear and paralyzed by paranoia about being called anything. And this problem is compounded by the laziness or callousness of the police. Too often, the victims of abuse were regarded as undesirables, who were not worthy of police protection, and missing persons reports were regarded as a waste of time. Some young women were even threatened with arrest for wasting police time when they sought help. Victims were often regarded by police officers as deviant or promiscuous. By police, the report adds. The police who apparently failed to remember that they are dealing with vulnerable children. But the thing is, council leaders were aware of what was going on. The report stated that there had been a prevalent denial of the existence of child sexual exploitation in the borough in the early years, but added that by 2005, it was hard to believe that any senior officers or members from the leader and the chief executive downwards were not aware of the issue. Most council members largely were just disinterested in discussing this, and the report said, the possible reasons for this are not clear, but may include denial that this could occur in Rotherham, concern that the ethnic element could damage community cohesion, worry about the reputational risk to the borough if the issue was brought fully into the public domain, and the belief that if that occurred, it might compromise police operations. Well, it's hard to imagine what police operations they might be compromising, really. I mean, it's not like there were very many people being arrested for all this paedophilia. And it is important to stress that the bullying and macho culture was simply not an appropriate climate in which to discuss the rape and sexual exploitation of young people. The likelihood is that most of these reasons are true to a greater or lesser degree. And these, and a conflux of various self-interests, promoted a culture where they didn't really want to deal with it. And they were actually happy to sacrifice the innocence of at least 1,400 children for fear of damaging community cohesion or their own reputations. But that might not be the whole story. Despite the fact that the police had excellent procedures for dealing with child sexual exploitation, there was also evidence of collusion between the police and perpetrators. In 2001, a young girl who had been repeatedly raped agreed to speak to the police, but when she arrived at the police station, her abuser texted her to say that he had her 11-year-old sister with him who would suffer reprisals if she went ahead with her complaint. The report said that the incident raised questions about how the perpetrator knew where the young woman was and what she was doing. A Home Office researcher who had persuaded the girl to speak to the police wrote to the chief constable of South Yorkshire Police to raise concerns about the girl's welfare and was told by the district police commander to never do such a thing again. And from a later article by The Independent, it was reported that two Rotherham councillors and a police officer in the town had been accused of having sex with victims of abuse. The police officer had also been accused of passing information on to abusers in the town, while a colleague of the officer has reportedly been accused of failing to take appropriate action after receiving information about his conduct. I do want to stress at the time of recording that these were just accusations, but there is, without a doubt, evidence to suggest that these things may have been happening. So, it shouldn't really come as much of a surprise that commissioners take over as councillors judged not fit for purpose. Government commissioners are taking over Rotherham Council amid damning fresh evidence that it failed to tackle widespread sex abuse in the town because of, quote, misplaced political correctness, and then tried to silence people who wanted to expose the scandal. The authority's entire leadership resigned after a new inspection report accused it of being in denial about the operation of paedophile gangs, mainly of Pakistani origin. There really appears to have been some kind of groupthink that absolutely gripped Rotherham Council. They can't possibly accuse these men of Pakistani origin, despite having evidence of them doing what they are being accused of, for fear of being called racists. It would be laughable if it wasn't so horrible. Concluding that the South Yorkshire Authority was not fit for purpose, Ms. Casey said the council's culture is unhealthy. Bullying, sexism, suppression and misplaced political correctness have cemented its failures. The council is currently incapable of tackling its weaknesses without sustained intervention. People were unable to tackle race issues because they were too worried about being called racist. They decided such issues should be dealt with by people from the Pakistani community. The report also highlights a culture of corruption, and found the council had a culture of covering up uncomfortable truths, silencing whistleblowers and paying off staff rather than dealing with difficult issues. And one has to wonder just how much of this was caused by the word racist. The ability to operate and address its own weaknesses was absolutely crippled by this one word. And it calls into question whether the cover-ups, the payoffs and the silencing of whistleblowers based around the fact that it's a corrupt culture that then became obsessed with political correctness, or did political correctness force these people down paths they may not have chosen otherwise, for fear of being labelled as racists? And so it's unsurprising that the council's wholly dysfunctional cabinet would be replaced by commissioners appointed by the government, and the whole council would be put up for election next year. In the description of this video, I've left a link to the independent inquiry into child sexual exploitation in Rotherham, done by Professor Alexis J. It is a fascinating and horrifying read into how fear of not being politically correct led to the sexual exploitation of over 1,400 children, and that is a conservative estimate. One of the main concerns that several councillors interviewed had was that they believed that by opening up these issues, they could be giving oxygen to racist perspectives that might in turn attract extremist political groups and threaten community cohesion. Anyone with half a brain can see that allowing sexual exploitation by Muslim gangs to perpetuate for over a decade is going to cause a far greater backlash than if it is nipped in the bud. Because surprise, surprise, when this abuse report came out, political extremists flocked to Rotherham to go and protest the very thing that the police were trying to cover up. Not only did they fail to protect any children, not only did they fail to address any issues that were happening in the communities in Rotherham, but they also failed to give political extremists a platform from which to operate. This is a solid, unquestionable victory for the English Defence League. They can use this as propaganda, and the Rotherham Council, in their desperate attempt to hide this, handed it straight to them. No good has come from any of this. The fear of the word racist is a problem. It is a crippling problem for the case of Rotherham, and it has resulted in thousands of children being raped. Do I have to stress that political correctness can and does do damage and needs to be abolished.